أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير. صدق الله العظيم. In these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala show us adab and etiquette when a person goes into a majlis, and more especially here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala was referring to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. When once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the Suffa and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to Sahaba, he was having a majlis, then some of the latecomers that had come to the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to be the Badriyin Sahaba. Those Sahaba that participated in the Battle of Badr, we know that for them was a very, very great rutbah, great rank in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say about them that whatever they do after this is immaterial. And hence, when they came into the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no space at that particular place, so they remained standing at the back. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to make room, to make space for them. And some had fulfilled the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some obliged, others did not oblige, because they wanted to be nearer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And hence, with regards to this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who have brought iman, Iza qila lakum tafassahu fil majalis, when it is said to you, tafassahu fil majalis, make room in the gathering, in the assembly, fafsahu, then make room. In other words, do not hesitate, but do so. Here it is the speaker that will do so. Otherwise, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the latecomer should not come and make other people stand and he sits in their place, or he should not sit between two people that are sitting next to each other. And hence, this will be for the person that is conducting the assembly, the person that is conducting the majlis, and in this case, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fafsahu, then make room. يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make room for you. Now one meaning of it is that no matter how small the space may seem, that in this dunya, if we begin to move a little, we begin to shuffle a little, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in that space and others will also be able to sit. So this is actually a very great command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this is how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had fulfilled this command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some ulama used to say that the reality is this, that in this dunya we make space for another mu'min, for another believer, then of course Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make space for him in the akhirat. And they give the example of that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man bana lillahi masjidan bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah, or kama qal, that that person that builds a small little masjid in this dunya, the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the akhirat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will build for him a huge palatial home. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the same, that in this dunya we give somebody space, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us that space in Jannah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا, and when they are told to stand up and leave, then they should stand up and leave. Now here these two implications to it, that some did not want to move when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told them to move, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them to stand up and go away. In other words, moved away from the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is obviously the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his sahaba, he had all the right to do so. But together with this, Hasan Basri rahimahumullah says that here the implication is also something else. Then when we are told to go out in the path of Allah, stand up and move, then fanshuzu, stand up and move and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. If we oblige and we fulfill these commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we fulfill this order of this ayat of the Quran, then wherever we are, in any majlis, in any bayan, anywhere else, we do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will elevate those amongst you who have iman and those people who have been given knowledge, darajat, many, many ranks. That is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That we just abide by the simple commandments, that when the MC of a majlis, when the speaker of the majlis just merely asks us to come forward, come together, give space to others. This is the darajat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant. And some ulama have stated that this is not unusual in the shariat of Islam, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That person that humbles himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we were told by the speaker or by someone to make space, so we do it. And that is a sign of our tawadhu, that is a sign of our humility, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will elevate us in ranks. Wallahu bima ta'maluna khabir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most aware of whatever you do, all your actions, even the simplest of actions, moving and making space and room in a majlis, that is also not overseen by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not trivialize that. Allah is aware of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.